T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
LSU Georgia in the SEC Championship game Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff, right here on the home of the Fighting Tigers. Joining us now, Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show. Herb and I will be at Drago's in Baton Rouge starting at 11 a.m. Saturday morning.
So they've treated y'all awesome, right, Christian?
Are you kidding me? Herb, how good has it been being down there at Drago's?
You fool, right?
Herb, we only got a 22-minute segment, so make
So look, Mike and Bobby, let me tell you something, how good that is. Man, I'm about to pass out right now just thinking about the food right now. And look, Tommy just treats us so great, and the staff is wonderful over there. And I can't wait till you guys join Christian and I this Saturday, because I'm challenging you two right now to come join Christian and I Saturday and come eat some of that good old Drago's food, especially those oysters that Christian loves.
So man, I know is we hear it from Luke. I don't hear Luke's stomach growling. It must be pretty doggone good.
Well, Herb, Mike might be able to show up, but T-Bob's having a baby. So I have to go, of all things,
Grandpa,
you know. Yeah,
I'm going to
be Papa Bear.
How many times over now?
Like 6. So I have 6 grandkids. And now we don't know. T-Bob's had 2 girls. We're going to wait and see till it comes out. But the heartbeat is fast. So we think T-Bob might have 3 girls.
Bobby, you're going to be like me. You're going to be surrounded by women.
Yeah.
That bad feeling.
So I said, T-Bob, how can you plan this? Like, what's coming up like with the SEC championship? I go, I don't know. When you plan and you're passionate and something happens, you just count 9 months from there and what occurs. So.
And look, I'm like Mike. There's a lot of estrogen in the house where I'm at. So I'm the only guy.
I know that feeling, Herb. I know it.
Look, don't forget, Bobby, there's another game after this one. So we're going to challenge you again.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. For the bowl game.
Hang out with me and Chris. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that could be awesome. But who knows whether it's the Citrus Bowl or whether it's the Sugar Bowl. It could definitely happen.
And Herb, just think about this. Being in the Citrus Bowl and you go early, you get a run a little bit because now you can recruit in that Florida area.
You get your footprint there.
Yeah, not only can you recruit in that area, you go ahead and put your foot stamps down, right?
Ahead
and cement your feet in the ground over there. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, I know, look, if I was coming out of college or high school this year, I would definitely be giving LSU a serious and strong, hard look now that they have Brian Kelly at the helm and running this program, because this program is on the rise, guys, for the next 10 years. And it's going to be one of the perennial programs in the country here in the next 2-3 years. I'm telling you right now, you heard it from my voice. I think these guys are really going to turn this thing around to what we need it to be, and it's going to be something consistent, and that's what we've been looking for, consistency.
Yeah, Herb, we got a chance to do a show with Jordan Arsamal, who is part of the recruiting kind of go around Brian Kelly and LSU. He's a Thibodeau guy, went to E.D. White, went to Nicholls State. He was at Virginia and then come back to home and at LSU. And he was telling me, we still going to get some transfer portal people, but we're going to build this team around high school players. Now, there's always going to be areas where you're going to have to go out and get transfer portal people, because you're going to lose people, too, to the transfer portal. That's going to happen. But he says we're going to build primarily on high school kids.
Yeah, and tell me when the last time LSU's done that, right? Especially at the quarterback position. So at the quarterback position, all of our great last five or six quarterbacks have been through some sort of a transfer portal situation type of situation. But I'm going to tell you right now, man, I just really, truly believe in this coaching staff, and I believe in what's going to happen here in the future. And then ultimately, in my opinion, I think that we're going to literally be amongst that 1, 2, 3 top-ranking schools yearly as far as recruiting is concerned, not only from the high school ranks, but also from the portal ranks. But not just that, the development. Christian and I were talking about this the other day. We think that Brian Kelly and his staff are going to develop these kids from a freshman year to their junior, senior years to become what we know that these kids can become and not just be great based solely on their talent level. And this is something that LSU's been literally, in my opinion, been missing, I don't know, since probably, you know, Coach Les Miles' third or fourth year, if you will. It's been a long time, so I'm really looking forward to that.
You know, Herb, you know, it's amazing, though, when you look at competition, and we always embrace competition, but you look at this day and age, I'm not the man, what? I don't want to wait my turn. I would not be surprised, and Mike and I talked about this, that if you look at what's going to transpire, okay, this season, okay, Jane Daniels, right, is he coming back, not coming back? So, but you look in the crystal ball in the future, you can look like the next year, maybe the year after and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
say right now that, you know, transfer portal and all that, the portal, Nussmeyer, he's gone because Walker Howard's going to be the guy. You can't
right.
have, like, two guys. You might say, well, we want to have two guys in theory who could both play.
Good luck with
but
that.
But they both can't play. You almost have to have a diamond in the rough. So Nussmeyer's going to be like, no, I mean, I want to be the man. And if I'm not the man, and then Walker Howard thinks he's the man, so Walker Howard stays,
yeah.
but Nussmeyer transfers. You know, that's just the way it is today.
That's the way it is today, and I think that Brian Kelly's in tune to today's kids and what they're looking for, and he's going to make sure they know the writing's on the wall. It is what it is. If you're a guy, you're going to be here. If you're not the guy, you'll have an opportunity to go wherever you want to go, but that doesn't mean you're going to be the guy wherever you want to go also.
Right.
So that's a whole nother situation in itself. And look, my wife told me this about 5 years ago, and I'll never forget it, man. And this is crazy. But this
she wanted you to transfer? She put you in the transfer portal, Herb, or what?
No. I was trying to transfer, and she told me, you know what? You ain't going nowhere. You beautiful young man.
I got you.
That's right. You ain't got to worry about that. But no, what she told me was, because, you know, we old school, Bobby. We old school.
Right.
We're thinking, you know, I'm like, man, when you make a decision, this you stick to it, and you go with it. And she said, you know what? Why can't these kids have an opportunity to make the right decision for themselves?
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
Why
can't they take
a moment to think about it? And how can their future be brighter if they make a different decision? And I said, you're absolutely right. With that being said, I'm okay if a kid decides to move on, but that just means that the coaching staff has identified who is the right player for the right situation or right position to be starting or the second team guy.
Right.
And that player is going to be the right guy moving forward.
Well, you know, Herb, you know why you cannot poo-poo what's occurring, like transfer portal, even before the transfer portal? Who you think is up for, like, NFL MVP conversation? Y'all remember Jalen Hurts with Alabama, and then all of a sudden Tua comes about. And listen, Jalen Hurts, you didn't hear him like bitch or anything. He just went with the flow. He goes to Oklahoma. Look where Jalen Hurts is at right now. Okay, you look at Caleb Williams. Now he follows his coach from Oklahoma to USC.
And he's going
to
win him a Heisman Trophy.
The fans have to realize that's the day and age we live in. That's just going to happen. You might think you have some security, but it's like year to year.
Now, look, Jalen Hurts is a special young man. He knew what he had at Alabama. So when Coach Saban said, hey, son, I need you to sit on the bench and let this young man move forward and be the guy, he said, you know what, that's okay, because I'm still learning from one of the best ever to coach anybody in college football history. And that's the key right there. Then he also had parents and family behind him that was able to also reiterate what he was thinking. And so that's the key. And I challenge every kid family, father, mom, and whoever's out there that's supporting those kids to listen to the kids, do their homework, and understand exactly what's best for that particular kid. And even if they're sitting behind somebody for a year and transferring, or sitting behind somebody for 2 years and then playing that final senior season, because you just never know what it's going to take you. Now, Jalen Hurts is phenomenal now in the NFL. And
yeah, with the Eagles. Yeah.
Never thunk it, as they say, thunk it, and that he would be the quarterback that he is today in the NFL. But I'm so proud of that young man, and that's absolutely right, Bobby. You just never know. And it's a day in the age of college football now. And I think the coaching staff that we have now understands that, and they know. And look, Frank Wilson, it ain't no. What you call that, chopped liver, huh, Mike?
No, he ain't chopped liver.
No chopped liver. He knows what's going on. And if anybody's in touch with these kids, it's Frank Wilson. And that's why Coach Brian Kelly decided to make him his first hire coming in at LSU.
You know, Herb, when I look at this, and I respect the Georgia Bulldogs, let me tell you why I respect them. Now, you might say, okay, I was in Atlanta, I was in Alpharetta, Georgia, like 14 years. But this is kind of like between LSU and Georgia. They're not played that many times. But you know what's crazy? It's almost like an NFL type, like almost, that's not 50-50, but you know, like the parity. LSU's won 18 times, Georgia's won 13, and they've tied once. So that's a big enough sample size. You can see how competitive it is. But you look at, like, how hard it would be to win back-to-back. Look at LSU, the magical season they had with Coach O in 2019. But this was impressive about, Kirby Smart and what Georgia's doing. The defending college football champions are right where – can you live up to expectations? Are right where everyone thought they'd be back in July. This is the media. I'm not talking about, like, Joe Blow or Joe Fan or whatever. This is what everybody talks about this for a living, you know, like the media, like SEC Media Day. This is where everyone thought they'd be back in July when the Dogs were the media's pick to play in the title game. Now, think about this. SEC title game for the fifth time in six seasons. I think they got the right hire, and they're doing things right in Athens. That's right. Come on.
I agree. Now, you know, you got to think about it again. Not that every one of them, but – he is an understudy of Coach Saban, but he was probably the kid that was in the front row, right, paying the most attention as to what he was doing. And the one thing that he paid attention to was, how do I get the right guys? Because he knows no matter what the X's and O's are, that it has to be the Jimmys and the Joes that's going to really, truly make it happen, right? If the Jimmys and Joes can't make it happen, then his X's and O's definitely ain't going to do nothing. So I think at the end of the day, this guy paid that attention. Because when you look at that Georgia team come off the plane, the bus, the car, the Uber car, or whatever they're getting out of, you're like, man, these guys is coming to play. And they look the part. You know what I'm saying? And so I really do appreciate that. Now, look, I was on the wrong end of one of those LSU or Georgia games back in 1998. But, however, I'm going to go ahead and take a little credit for myself. I was not the reason that was. Bobby, I went 18 for 22 in that game. And we still
lost.
Come
on, you need some help, Herb.
I need some help, man. We need some help, Bobby.
You needed some defense that day.
Yeah, come on. If you're 18 for 22, you're doing your job. And, you know, Herb, but when I look at and I say – you know, I don't know. Could LSU shock the world? I remember my dad took T-Bob when they upset Tennessee. LSU's an underdog. That's basically two decades ago. And, boy, they won the SEC championship. No one thought they would do it then. But, usually the favorite wins. But do you think it'll be this type of game? And it wasn't that long ago. This is like 3 years, basically. That LSU 37, Georgia 10. December 7, 2019. Do you think it'll be just the other way around, like Georgia 37, LSU 10? What is your take? Because I think it'd be a monumental upset if we beat Georgia this time around.
So it would definitely be a monumental situation with those guys. If you think about it, the exact opposite of quarterbacks in this game is exactly what it was in 2019, right? And so I see Stetson Bennett just having a great game, and I see the defense. If they cannot bounce back from how they played on Saturday, this past Saturday, we're going to be in for some trouble, especially in the run game. Because the one thing Georgia's going to do is they're going to run the ball. Yep. And those big boys up front, they're going to try to do everything they can. They're going to take a page out of Texas A&M's playbook and try to get their running game going. And last week, we could not stop A-Chain and that group last week. And nope. So, in my opinion, and then Stetson Bennett is going to make whatever plays he needs to make as a quarterback, because he's just, you know, he's, you know, Chris and I talked about this before. It's not that he's underrated. He, no one is even talking about him that as one of the better quarterbacks in the country. And he's definitely that. Not just a facilitator, but he can make plays with his arm and with his feet, and he's smart enough to put those guys in the right situation. So with that being said, I'd say this. It would take, you know, the skies to open up and everything else for LSU to beat Georgia this go-round. Oh, man, give me two more years. Give me two more years.
Okay.
Give me two
okay.
more years. We coming, baby. So Herb. I don't see LSU winning this game, but I do see it being a very hard – fought game, and I think LSU can actually play them a little closer than whatever the spread is.
I agree with you, Herb. There aren't too many teams, major college football. You say, name the receivers at Georgia. Now, maybe somebody might get Jermaine Burton, because he was a commit to LSU for a long time, and then on signing day, I'm going to Georgia.
Well, well Mike,
I'm going to Alabama.
And then
he left.
But don't they have a good tight end?
No. What I'm going to say is, I've never seen two tight ends dominate the passing game like Brock Bowers. Man, he is unbelievable as a receiver, and he's a mismatch nightmare. And then they got Darnell Washington. He's 6'7". He's 265 pounds. Now, you try to cover that, them two dudes. I think that's going to be the matchup. I'm interested to see how LSU matches up against Bowers and Washington. They use a lot of two tight ends offense, and sometimes three. And so it's unconventional, but this is how Kirby wants to do it. He wants to beat you physically, but then he's got these athletes like Bowers and Washington at tight end.
Well, and you know, Herb, along with Mike saying, what George is doing with the two or three tight ends, it's like kind of old school. You know, you look at the RPOs and all that, but it's still, can you win in the trenches like Jim Harbaugh and Michigan did to Ohio State? That's about giving them the business. What?
No, they fed them a dose of their own medicine.
Yeah.
So look, Washington, when I look at Washington, I see myself in my dreams, right? Whenever I meet somebody like, man, I thought you were taller. Well, I am. I'm 6'6". Don't you see that? What's wrong with you? But anyway, Kirby's done a great job of doing what's that X factor in college football is having great tight ends. And you can take a page book out of a page out of Urban Meyer's playbook when he was in college coaching. He always had really great tight ends, and the tight end is the X factor. Who's going to cover that guy? Normally, your safety is not either fast enough or maybe not big enough to cover this guy. And then you turn into the fact that Kirby's got some meat up front and some dogs in the backfield. And everywhere that he has playmakers, it's everywhere, literally. And he's got playmakers everywhere. And so at the end of the day, I've seen this year Georgia play down to their opponents and then play up when needed, right? So they smashed Tennessee, right? But then you go and you look at if they played
Missouri. If they played Missouri,
Missouri took them to the hilt.
No, till the fourth quarter. It's like depending who they're playing, how interested they are, you know.
That's right. And I think this game, they're not going to play down to their opponent or up to. I think they're going to play because they're in the SEC championship.
Right, that makes sense.
And I think you're going to get the greatest of what they're going to bring. And so it's not going to be so much of who can cover who for LSU. It's going to be, in my opinion, is whether Matt House is going to devise a plan that can kind of confuse Stetson Bennett, maybe do some stunts up front with that offensive line and be able to create some kind of advantage for the defensive line and the linebackers to get through and then stop penetration at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield of Georgia's backfield. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And then Matt House, I think, in my mind, is chomping at the bit to get back out there and do it again because he did not look too well or too good last weekend playing against Texas A&M.
Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show, join us Saturday. Drago's in Baton Rouge, I-10 in college, starting at 11 o'clock, getting you set for the SEC championship game between LSU and Georgia. Herb, I'll see you Saturday.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
Hey, thank you guys, man. And look, y'all have a merry, merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you, Mike and Bobby and Christian, I'll see you on Saturday, buddy. Let's get the oysters.
All right, let's go. All right, coming back to your calls next here on Sports
Talk. Eat oysters, love longer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.